Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Happy New Year edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. I apologize for my voice. I'm a little bit under the weather this week, but I've decided just to blame my illness on the Metrodome. Speaking of which, if you recall last week when we reviewed a running play by the Packers, I pointed out the downfield blocking by the wide receivers and said I could do a whole segment on that because it's been really good for the Green Bay offense. Well, the game against the Vikings, the blocking by the wide receivers really sparked the offense in that comeback. We'll start late in the first half with the Packers trailing 20-7. Now on this play, JerMichael Finley is going to catch a short pass, but watch the blocking from James Jones on his cornerback and Greg Jennings in the slot on his cornerback. It's going to allow JerMichael Finley to get around the outside and down the sideline for a 16-yard gain and another first down to move the chains. Four plays later, the Packers have just taken a sack and Rodgers is hustling the offense to try to get into field goal range. He'll hit JerMichael Finley with a short pass here, and you'll see as Finley gets into the flat, he has great blocking from Greg Jennings and from Jordy Nelson on the outside. Now, if the clock weren't winding down, Finley would have a chance to split this and get a really, really big play. But with the clock winding down, he takes the smart route, goes out of bounds with 1 second to go, and the Packers are able to kick a field goal right before halftime. Coming out of the locker room after halftime, the Packers have some momentum and we'll see JerMichael Finley pay back his teammates with some of that extra help downfield. Here is the second play of the third quarter, and Rodgers will struggle a little bit to find somebody open, but when he does, he hits James Jones along the sideline. Now here's Finley, who will throw a crunching block on the cornerback, which is going to allow James Jones to sprint up the sideline for a 30-yard gain. A couple of minutes later, the Packers are in the end zone. It's 20-17, and the game is on. Plays like that really got the offense going. The Packers rolled up 286 yards and 24 points in the second half alone. I think Green Bay just needed the ball one more time. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.